Chapter 28. When we had escaped, then we learned that the island was called Malta. The natives showed us uncommon kindness, for they kindled a fire, and received us all, because of the present rain, and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and placed them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat, and fastened on his hand. When the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said one to another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped from the sea, yet justice has not allowed to live." However, he shook off the creature into the fire, and was not harmed. But they expected that he would have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But when they watched for a long time and saw nothing bad happen to him, they changed their minds, and said that he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief official of the island, named Publius, who received us, and courteously entertained us for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick of fever and dysentery. Paul entered into him, prayed, and laying his hands on him, healed him. Then when this was done, the rest also who had diseases in the island came, and were cured. They also honored us with many honors, and when we sailed, they put on board the things that we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship of Alexandria which had wintered in the island, whose sign was the twin brothers. Touching at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days. From there we cast off and arrived at Rhegium. After 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli, where we found brothers, and were entreated to stay with them for 7 days. So we came to Rome. From there the brothers, when they heard of us, came to meet us as far as the market of Appius and the three taverns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God, and took courage,